Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. I almost said welcome to Bethlehem Bible Church. That's the name of the church that I pastor and have pastored for the last 15 years. Boy, sometimes it seemed like the time has just zoomed by. Other times it seems like it was molasses. So today in No Compromise Radio Ministry, we are going to talk about first our philosophy of the show. Maybe you're a newcomer to the show and you're just tuning in. I try to pick a topic that is a Bible topic and that is provocative. Now that's pretty easy to do because the Bible does provoke. The Bible does stimulate. The Bible does prod, doesn't it? There's a goading aspect to the Bible. And that goading aspect is used by the Spirit of God. And he uses that to drive us away from ourselves and unto the Lord. Because ultimately, I compromise, you compromise, everybody you know compromise, the most famous Christian, they compromise. But Christ Jesus never compromised. He is our pioneer, he is our captain, he is the author of our salvation. And he never compromised. Although out of anyone who could have compromised, there was more pressure on him to compromise because of the weight of temptation. You see, when we are tempted and then give in, after we give in to the temptation, we're no longer tempted to do that same sin again, at least not for some time. But for Jesus, always doing the right thing and always thinking righteously, the pressure was building and building and building and building, and never was he able to release the pressure by sinning with his mind or sinning with his body. And so certainly we have a great Savior, Christ Jesus, who never compromised. So No Compromise Radio Ministry is dedicated to the one who never compromised. And in light of that, we don't want to compromise. It makes good radio, nice name, kind of a zinger. I don't want this show to be Christian shock radio. Sometimes I do want to shock. You go to Jesus's words. He means to shock people. Remember Luke chapter 13. Yeah, Jesus, there's a tragedy. Pretty much maybe they sin more than somebody else. Galileans had their blood mingled at the sacrifices by Pilate's henchmen. Yeah, that's right. And Jesus said, that's not the issue. The issue is tragedy strikes. Here, through the evil hands of a wrongdoer, human hands, tragedy, but I've got news for you. Your response to tragedy, he says to those listeners in Luke chapter 13, is what? Your response is, you better repent. When you see something go on bad in the news, your response should be, repent. No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Yeah, but Jesus, what about that tower? You know, the tower that's supposed to help us with our own fortifications and strength. And this is a place of refuge and safety by definition and by practice. And, you know, the tower fell and it killed 18 people. They were probably really bad people, right? So instead of dealing with anything political, instead of talking about economics, instead of talking about unions and code violations, instead of talking about how they should build things better later, you might have a tragedy befall you through human hands, like with the Pilate issue, or you might have a tragedy befall you at the natural causes, right? Some maybe earthquake knocked it down. But the bottom line is, Jesus says again, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And so don't you think that's pretty provocative? I think that is. I think that's no compromise style. That's where we get this kind of show. He didn't beat around the bush. He actually, in a New England style, was very blunt about it. Matter of fact, I've said for years that if I was a pastor in the South or in California, I'd probably get thrown out. Why? Because I have a New England style. That's why God placed me in New England, because kind of tell you like it is kind of guy. That's how I want to be preached to, and that's how I preach. That's because of that. That's exactly right. Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Jesus answers the question with an answer and then gives the declarative statement, you must repent. And so I like that kind of shock. And so I'm not after shock for shock's sake. Sometimes I want to try to get you mad so that you have to go back to the scriptures, like this whole issue of mental illness and mental health. People get mad at that. Boy, people are furious with me. If I talk about the charismatic issue, people are furious, right? I'm sure they write to the station. When you're writing, make sure you write about people to people and get the Bob Jones clones thrown off, Bob George clones thrown off for not teaching the right view of repentance and forgiveness. That's another story. Or the Seventh-day Adventist, or on the weekend. What's going on with that? Why are they on? Why are they on hiding behind a Christian show about Bible answers when they're really Seventh-day Adventists? That's what their website says. They're outside mainline Christianity. But we have them on the radio show as a ministry? I don't get that. So those kind of things we talk about because it's just manly talk. It's just talk like men. Today we live in a society where men are bad. Everything about men are bad. I'm sure not in every church men are bad, but men are losers. And if men could just act more like women, we'd be better off. That is what society is trying to tell us. The media tells us that. Books tell us that. Science data, allegedly, tells us that. Men need to act more like women. And if you do, then you'll be better off. But see, God has made men and women differently. And of course, we need each other. And of course, no one's better. There are some very bad men, and there are some very bad women, and there are some great men that God has raised up, and there are some great women God has raised up. But femininity is not an attribute to be found in men. Now, men should be able to act gentle, like a nursing mother, 1 Thessalonians, that kind of nurturing and gentleness that an apostle had, pastors should have. Matter of fact, one of the things you don't know on No Compromise Radio is my bedside manner. You probably think I'm ruthless and that I would be like some of these people in Luke chapter 13. Maybe you're sick in bed because you've got sin going on in your life. Now, to whatever degree I'm kind and nice and gentle in the hospital and am an advocate for the patient, it's not because I did it. It's not because I'm great or anything like that. It would be because God worked through me. Now, thankfully, I had about 8 years of operating room hospital experience. I was always in hospitals. And so the smells and the bells and the nurses and the regulations and the protocols and the hierarchy and the way they do things, I just know that. And so I try to know the system and then work through the system for the care of the patient. Physical care, yes. Spiritual care, yes. And so if you only know me through No Compromise Radio Ministry, you don't know me. You don't know how I act towards my kids or how I act towards my wife or anything like that. My wife wouldn't take this kind of I'm in charge, I'm the caveman type style for 1 second because she knows that's not godly behavior. So where am I going with all this? Well, we're 8 minutes into the show and here's where I'm going. We are just talking about the philosophy of the show. And the philosophy of the show is, I just don't play sermons because there are people who can preach better than I can. So you can listen to those all you want. But not many other people do what we do on the radio show. I'm very thankful for other ministries of the talk radio kind or type. But few and far between are something besides just a taped sermon. I understand how busy pastors can get. So here's take a sermon, chop it up, turn it into a book, and throw it on the radio. That's not always that, and that's not always derogatory. Of course, there are men I respect. John MacArthur, for one. He's not doing live radio. He's not doing even recorded radio. He has sermons, so I like that because I listen to sermons. But then there are other folks like Todd Friel that does something different, and so I like that. And that's why we have No Compromise Radio. It's a different style to a different audience, to a much smaller audience. Oh, here's the truth, the honest truth. I never thought we'd have as many listeners as we do. We have a lot of listeners. And when I get the data on downloads and new people listening, I'm pretty amazed. I think a lot of it has to do with us advertising on Wretched. And I got to fill in, thanks to Todd, on Wretched Radio. But anyway, I'm digressing. Let me just give you a couple quotes here. Irenaeus is a church father. Against Heresies was a book he wrote, quote, "Error indeed is never set forth in its naked deformity, lest, being thus exposed, it should at once be detected. But it is craftily decked out in an attractive dress, so as, by its outward form, to make it appear to the inexperienced more true than the truth itself." So, what happens with error? Error tries to cloak and to go covert and to cloud, smoke and mirrors, duck and jive. That's what error tries to do. Because if it comes across in just naked deformity, then it's easily exposed. So, what we try to do in No Compromise Radio is I try to teach sound doctrine, Titus chapter 1, and refute those who contradict. And so the show is set up this way, so we're teaching sound doctrine in a way that provokes you, and we try to contradict those who don't teach the right thing because I care about what you believe. That's exactly right. I care about what you believe. And if I'm on a rant or a rampage or I'm raging against some false teacher, there is a reason for it. I usually don't spit and have a bunch of snot flying out my nose when I'm on the radio, but in person, no, I'm just kidding. Once in a while, I do spit when I preach, and I can just watch that piece of spit kind of in slow motion and the arc just flying right down. Matter of fact, speaking of slow motion, it was Easter time one year, and I saw all the lilies. We don't put lilies up at the front of the church because somebody was so allergic to them, they almost had some kind of, they had to go to the hospital practically. And so I was watching this bug fly out of the lilies in slow motion. I could see it coming up towards my face, but you don't have some kind of weird machinations on Easter Sunday. And so I watched it and I watched it. And all of a sudden, before I knew it, it was down the pipe, down my throat. The other day when I was riding my bicycle, some big black bug flew into my mouth and I tried to cough it up, but it was in the point of no return in the back of my mouth and throat. And so you cough, 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 cough. And then I thought, if something stings me in the back of my throat and then swells up, I'm going to die right now. So then I just got the water bottle out and guzzled it down. So you want to keep some water. Like the other day, I was riding my bicycle and a pretty big dog came running over. When I see the dogs getting close and they have the kind of that look, you ever see the dog that has kind of a look? It's kind of like the people when they come into church. There are certain people that have kind of the look. And so, it's supposed to be a joke. Although I do see some people who come in, I can tell they're majorly drugged up. I want to help them. And the gospel has the help for them. But anyway, I got the water bottle out, and here comes a dog coming over barking like it's going to bite me. So I squirt the dog with the water bottle. See? See how that works? All right. Listen to what B.B. Warfield said. He was a great Princeton theologian, Benjamin Breckenfield War... Breckenfield? Breckenridge. Benjamin Breckenridge, that's who it is, BB. Nicknamed Pellet. The chief dangers to Christianity do not come from the anti-Christian systems. Mohammedism has never made inroads upon Christianity, save by the sword, except by the sword. Nobody fears that Christianity will be swallowed up by Buddhism. It is corrupt forms of Christianity itself, which menace from time to time the life of Christianity. Why make much of minor points of difference between those who serve the one Christ? Answer, Warfield said, because a pure gospel is worth preserving. And it is not only worth preserving, but it is logically the only saving gospel. And so it is worth preserving. Now, we're coming up on 3 years here on WVNE 760 AM, and then No Compromise, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Boston Praise Radio. I don't know if we're still on that station or not. Coming up on 3 years. Are we going to do another year? Well, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we've run our end. Maybe the end is near. I'm tempted to keep going. Why? Because it doesn't cost that much. I just sit down and start running my mouth. And you say, yeah, that's easily detected. I used to have all these notes and preparation, 24 minutes and 30 seconds. You should have seen my radio area studio. That's what that's called, studio. But now you should just, here's what's in front of me. My ESV, my NAS, a piece of paper, scratch pad, the equipment, the Message Bible, copy my new book. Here's Chosen by God by Sproul. Some grease highlight stuff, and then just some notes. And I just sit down and hit go and see what happens, because we see how the Spirit moves, and we see how I'm led along the narrow way. Ay, ay, ay. Thomas Oden. Although I concede that there are other tasks more important than the exposure of heresy, I warn. If there is no immune system to resist heresy, there will soon be nothing but the teeming infestation of heresy. Wow. That is so true. So how do we prevent heresy? We teach the good stuff, and we teach against the bad stuff. That is the definition of an elder, Titus chapter 1. If your elder doesn't teach against the negative stuff, if he's only known for what he's for, he's not an elder. He's not called by God. He doesn't have the office of elder in God's eyes. Oh, you might have voted him in with some hokey congregational vote. But God's vote is no. God's vote is you teach the right stuff like Jesus did. Blessed are the peacemakers. And then you teach against those who contradict. Woe to you scribes and hippies. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. When you take a hypocrite and mix him with a Pharisee, you get a hippie-see. I don't know what you get. Boy, this is bad. See, this is why this isn't my main job. This is why I'm not Todd Friel. This is why I don't do TV, right? I was in my basement several years ago, and we had some carpenter ant infestation. See how this, you make one mistake and then it's just, you slaughter everything else. And so they just coming out of the woodwork, literally. And then you got to, I had to tear up a little bit of a corner where there was some wood and something was in there eating something. Carpenter ants, termites, I never know really what the difference is. I just know both are muy mal. And then I started having to tear back some more of the drywall, some more of the drywall, some more of the drywall, then another beam, then another 2x4. Pretty soon, a section of about 8 foot of my basement, I just had to tear out. So they were getting in through the foundation, so I patched that up. We don't have any more problem. Replaced the 2x4s, put some new insulation in, and then slapped up the drywall, painted it. That's what I've thought of when there was a teeming infestation. You see a couple bugs around, you better deal with those bugs or they're going to multiply. Have a couple moths in the house, nah, no big deal. It's not a big deal until you get out your uber nice cashmere sweater. And then what happens when you've got a couple holes right underneath the alligator symbol? I don't do alligator symbols, but I don't know. It just strikes me as when I was growing up, that was what the preppy people did. A translation, probably the rich people. And we were just poor kids on the wrong side of the tracks in Omaha, Nebraska. So on No Compromise Radio, what do? I was going to talk about something else today, but we've morphed into this. We want to tell you the truth. This is not a discernment ministry. If you want to go to a discernment ministry, go to A Little Leaven, go to apprising.org, Apprising Ministries. You just type that in. You could go to, what else is kind of a discernment ministry? I don't know. Pyromaniac serves kind of like that. But this isn't a discernment ministry. This is a ministry that wants to teach you the truth and to tell you why it's true, to prove it's true, and then to tell you why other people who teach the opposite aren't true. That's all. And it's just a blunt format. Phillips Brooks was right. Preaching is truth through personality. And so I know not everyone likes my personality, and I don't even take that personally. It's okay because most of you I don't know and I'll never meet. I want to be liked. I want to be loved. I want to have people think that, you know, I'm the kind of guy, invite me over to a party at your house. It's especially if you have, you know, caviar and crab rangoon and what else? What else do I like? I like sushi a lot. I like, you know, the other night, my wife and I celebrated our 23rd anniversary. We went out to the really nice steak restaurant here in town. And I had the carpaccio. I don't know how that's pronounced really, technically, but it's the raw beef. I like that a lot. I like my steaks barely cooked. And I like my carpaccio without any kind of cooking at all. And so they put a little oil sometimes on it and some garnish. But I could just go for the meat. And so here's how I do the radio show. The way I want to be talked to, that is, as an adult with the scriptures, trying to have an agenda, I want to teach you the truth. That's how I try to do the radio show. So this is the Beef Carpaccio Show. John Dawson up in Idaho, that's for you. Can you make me some? I guess you can't ship it because it would be bad by the time it got here. By the way, I'm going to put a shout out to him. We have some listeners that regularly write, and they're kind of our little groupies. And they write, and they tell me stuff. We've got Andrew up in Canada, of course. I think Barb is up in Maine. Who else? Ted. I don't know where Ted lives. He's got an affinity towards Nebraska, but I think he's down in, Ted, where are you? Florida? And John is a, I don't know what he does for a living. But I know he has a website where he's a cook. And so let me think if I can remember the website. Patio Daddy. Type in John Dawson, Patio Daddy, and you can tell. We want to support our NoCo people. That's right. So this is NoCo supporters. Who else is a regular? Well, we have regular listeners, but who writes in regularly? Well, I don't know who that's been lately. I did have someone call me. And I actually took this one. They said they are from Nebraska. So that's the key. Mainly don't take calls, but I took this call. It was from a young man who was, in a sense, complaining about his church leadership. And I asked him if he had confronted the church leadership about this. Why call me the radio host? And that's the last thing I want to do. Do you know how many times we get these letters and emails from people about, do we leave our church? I'm very, very careful not just to blast away and say, yeah, leave. They're all a bunch of heretics. No, I want to be very careful. These are real people and real churches. And of course, no church is perfect. And are there better churches in the area? Well, then maybe you should finish your duties and then leave on a high note and don't slam people and just go to another church. Yeah, okay, that's a viable option, right? If you're Arminian, if you're not Arminian, you're not charismatic and you're not at an Arminian charismatic church and you want to go to a more reformed church, there's a right way to do it. You can't stay at the church forever. You're not bound to stay. Of course, I don't like church hopping and consumeristic views, but you're not bound. We get these kind of letters, and so you have to think through them very carefully. All this is just a long stall for me to think if there's anybody else who writes on a regular basis. Well, there must be, and I'm sure you'll write me and say, I can't believe you forgot about me. So if you send Pete's Coffee or something else, then see, I might put you on. Actually, those people haven't sent me anything. Don't think they did. I think they were John sends me recipes that I never cook. Here's the funny story. John thinks I actually look at the recipes and then use them. But I don't even have half the things that he has for ingredients. I need something simple. Like you call me up, I come over to your house, it's all done. We talk, shop, and you've already had cooked the stuff. I've not cooked one thing he sent me. I click on the links that he sends me. They look cool, but then when there's 45 steps for the sauce, then we are done. So we want to teach positive doctrine here and refute those who contradict. That's what you should pray for when it comes to your leadership. You don't want to have leaders that are so cowardly that they just kowtow to the people of the church who never want any toes stepped on. Just read the Bible. Okay, that's all you have to do. And you'll see Jesus stepped on a lot of toes. Well, you're not Jesus. True. Okay, valid point. But Peter did it. Paul did it. And Jesus, by his Spirit, commanded me to do it. How's that? So why do we have these pastors who will do what the congregation wants? Now, if the congregation wants righteous things, yay. But it's probably been a pastor who has lost some skin off of his back to try to teach the congregation what she wants. Just like when you teach kids that marshmallows for breakfast isn't that good, no matter what Patio Daddy says. But here's a good, whole breakfast, some whole wheat grains, a little protein drink, have some oatmeal and a banana. All right, there you have it. So my name is Mike Abenoth, No Compromise Radio. Kind of like the philosophy of No Compromise Radio today. The notes I had in front of me didn't do me any good at all. So you can write us at info@nocompromiseradio.com. Look to the one Christ Jesus who never compromised. Why don't you read Mark tonight, the Gospel of Mark, and see Christ Jesus in all his faith.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.